Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Sitting at socially distanced tables, many with masks, the delegates got to work against the backdrop of a sunny day and an incessant chorus of car horns from a parade of protesters. Beginning the proceedings, Speaker Eileen Filicorn says crises like the Spanish flu and world wars haven't stopped the General Assembly before.
Nor will the pandemic of today thwart our work to do the people's business.
Even still, Filicorn did push a change in the rules of the 400-year-old institution that would have allowed them to meet electronically. That effort didn't muster the two-thirds support needed to make it happen. Here's Republican delegate Todd Gilbert.
What if the technology doesn't work? What if this goes down? What if this doesn't work? How do I do my constitutional duty if I can't access the session appropriately, if I can't engage in debate?
So they plugged on in person, voting to extend foreclosure and rent relief to people impacted by COVID-19, postpone a raise in the minimum wage, and create a COVID-19 relief fund. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.